this question presents a question. We're legally bound. Does that mean socially too? I had an unusual circumstance a while back. Jane and I have been best friends since high school. I got married several years after she did. A few months after the wedding, Jane called and said her husband, Joe, was taking her to her favorite restaurant for her birthday and invited me to join them. I was pretty sure she meant to include my husband, Jack, but thought I would ask, just to clarify, do you mean Jack and me or just me? To my great surprise, Jane had only meant to include me. She had two reasons. First, Joe wanted to treat and he wanted to keep costs down. And second, they were inviting another friend and didn't want her to feel like a fifth wheel. I felt like not inviting Jack was bad manners on their part, but I just went along with it. I wasn't necessarily offended, but I guess I just want some validation in feeling surprised and a little disappointed. How would you have received such an invitation? Thanks.
Anonymous, thank you for this question, because Dan and I actually, we've explored this a little bit. This has been like a topic, this idea of once you're married or in just a very established couple, is the social expectation that you are always invited to everything together.
I was intrigued by my cousin Lizzie's reply to this, and I'm even intrigued by the way you're presenting this question.
Right,
because I think the obvious answer is no, not always.
Right.
I can think of exceptions.
But
I also think to myself, the formal standard is that you treat people who are in long-term established relationships as a couple, and you invite both members of that couple. So intelligent deviation from that requires an awareness of that standard also. So is it always expected? No. But is there an expectation for that? Yes.
Yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, you have, when you get married, you are legally choosing to share your life. And I think it's really fascinating that we take that legal commitment and oftentimes spiritual commitment to our social commitment too. It's an interesting way that we've set ourselves up over the centuries and centuries that humans have been, you know, socializing on this planet and mating on this planet. It's really interesting to me.
And in some ways, we really want to acknowledge that life choice and honor it.
Mm-hmm.
And in other ways, we live in a world that also respects individuality and autonomy and
thinks of codependency as not a good thing. And so it's kind of a fascinating question. Let's get to the etiquette of this particular question for Anonymous. For me, it's really about the group or person inviting and the nature of the event that's going to dictate this. I think what's really hard about this is that without the host communicating everything about the event to the guest is at a real loss for understanding why this might have occurred. I think, and correct me if I am wrong, dear cousin, but I would think that Pooja would not think twice about your football friends inviting just you over for the afternoon to watch football. Now, I know that she does get included in football Sundays quite often, that this is like it kind of is a family affair at this point. Am I right in thinking?
It's like, gray territory.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think there are some instances where she'd rather not be
obligated. Even rather not be, but she wouldn't expect an invitation to certain gatherings of friends from your single days or even just your life, you know? And I would imagine you don't expect to be included in every gathering. And I have friends who talk to me about the fact that they find it really frustrating when they plan an all-girls evening and someone brings their husband. We had a question about that like half a year ago, you know, or vice versa. It's really interesting. We want to be able to carve out the places where we're individuals. And there are plenty of times where we aren't going to get offended by an invitation to just one of the couple. It happens regularly. But what I think is really interesting is when the hosting couple is hosting as a couple, that's usually a really good indication that we're going to be doing couples, 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 couples. And it's really hard because hosts are not obligated to tell the nature of everything regarding the event. So this host probably didn't feel any obligation to, you know, say all these circumstances that led to her only wanting to invite the friend and not the husband.
I think you've nailed one whole category of etiquette that applies here.
Yeah.
I think absolutely the nature of the event. What is it and how does it make sense for the people that are saying? What are the practical considerations?
Yeah.
What's the nature of the event that's being hosted and the people who are being invited? Second consideration.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the question of perspective that's so important in etiquette. that there are the needs, desires, and the wants of the hosts to have a certain type of party or event. But then there's also the needs, wants, and perspectives of the guests. And I think this is where the balancing act starts to come into play. You could say to yourself, well, I really want this thing to be like this. I want this other person who's invited not to feel fifth wheeled. But I'm extending a dinner party invitation as a couple to a couple, and I'm saying, could you just come by yourself? And does that create an awkwardness for them any reason? So I think that constant ability as a host or guest to put yourself in the shoes of the other person to think about how you navigate the question marks that occur around these things is another part of that etiquette equation.
Absolutely. And it's very clear that Anonymous is saying, like, I'm surprised by this. I'm going to roll with it, but I'm surprised by it. This is not how I would do things. And that's a really good attitude to have. Okay, mental check. I won't do this to someone else, but I'm going to roll with this because this person's intentions weren't keep my husband out of it. They were thinking about this other guest and they were thinking about a budget. I would say if you want the validation, I will go out on a limb and say that the proper way I think for this to have been handled in my mind is either as the couple, you're inviting the couple and you're going to have such a warm and friendly time with that person who is the single person at the table. And speaking as a single person, we really don't mind all the time. We're capable of having dinner with couples and not feeling like fifth wheels. But that, and we don't know. She might have known that this particular gal was having trouble in that department right now or something and being really considerate. But I think that it's okay to recognize that singles can hang and they can handle it and invite people kind of as the social person that they are, which for Anonymous is as a couple. But I would have liked to have seen, if we were trying to cut costs, maybe the husband could have offered to pay for just these three gals to go out so that it makes more sense as a just gals gathering. But the husband is even cutting costs even more because now we're not paying for his plate. But he's still treating and he still wants to treat. So it works that way. I don't know. That would have been my solution if you weren't going to go the route of inviting the couples. Because clearly it caused confusion and disappointment for our Anonymous.
The cost explanation tweaked me just a little bit.
Did it?
Also.
Because you were like, okay, so you really want to cut costs?
And my spouse is where you're going to do that.
Like, interesting. Interesting. We hope you feel a little bit validated here, Anonymous.
The only other thing I'm wondering about is if there's any way that making this invitation in the first place, because it's a little bit of a tricky ask, you make that tricky ask part of the invitation. So instead of saying, hey, do you want to come to dinner with me? You say, hey, I've got this situation where we've got a friend coming and we'd rather not make it a big couples thing. Would you feel comfortable? And then all the cards are on the table. You've given someone the information they need to make a choice.
Danpo's setting. Way to rock it on a sample script there. I think that's a really great solution. If something's going to be a little different from kind of the standard practice, or it's just going to be unusual to split a couple up, talk about it.
I'm with our question asker. I want to validate the surprise and hint of disappointment.
Anonymous, thank you so much for letting us come back to this topic. As a married person on the mic and a single person on the mic, it is a really fun one to dive into.